All you have to do is put some mortar down, put a brick on top and make it level. But when you put the mortar down, you put the brick on top, there's always one end is higher than the others. So you have to tap that end down. That end goes down, another end goes up. So you have to tap that end down. Then it moves out of line. So you've got to tap it into line again. Then the first end goes up. It takes forever to get that brick straight. But one thing which I had, which all monks have, is patience. Doesn't matter how long it takes, I'm going to make sure that every brick is perfect. So, that's what I did. Every brick, I made sure, if it wasn't right, I'd take it off and start again. When I finished my first brick wall, I looked at it, and I was so disappointed. I was so shocked. I was so distressed. I'd missed two bricks. All the other ones were nice and level, but two bricks with this awful angle, and they spoiled the whole wall. I tried to take them out, but the cement was just so hard, they just would not come out. And so I talked to the other monk with me, and I said, can we buy some dynamite? Can I blow up that wall and start again? And he said, no. I wanted to destroy that wall, because it's... I'd made a mess of the first building project I did at that monastery. I was so disappointed. I saw it every day. Every day I went past that wall. I was so upset as I saw the two bad bricks and my mistakes. When visitors came, I always managed to take them somewhere else. So they wouldn't see my mistakes, because your mistakes were always embarrassed about. But one day, a visitor came. I was with them. They saw that wall. What they said was, that's a beautiful wall. I said to them, are you crazy? Are you blind? Have you left your glasses in the car? Can't you see the two bad bricks? And they said, yes, I can see the two bad bricks, but I can also see the 998 good bricks as well. That hit me like a brick. I realized my mistake, not only in that wall, but in life as well. Just too often, all we see is our two mistakes, and you become blind to anything else other than what is wrong. That's what was happening to me. Every time I passed that wall, my eyes would just go to my faults, my mistakes. I could not see anything other than my two mistakes. I realized in life, every time I saw a tragedy in life, every time I saw someone being abused or hurt, there were 998 times, or probably much more, when people were being kind and caring and beautiful and wonderful and loving and generous and inspiring. Most people are actually pessimists. A pessimist is someone like myself in those 3 months who always sees the two bad bricks in life. The optimist is the person who only sees 998 good bricks. The realist is one who sees both. Yeah, 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 yeah.
intellect loads the gun, but instinct pulls the trigger, 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 trigger.
Hello.
Oh, hello,
everyone. Okay, you just heard first with Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, and second,
beautiful song,
was
what? Oh, 998 good bricks, aka finals midterms exams banger of the millennium. I just, yeah, every time these seasons come around, I find myself back listening to this
banging
song.
Out some bricks.
Yeah. I don't know. It's comforting. I like the dude's calming voice.
Doo-doo.
You know, doo-doo. Everyone makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Everybody has some bricks on their shoulders.
Yes, that's true. Honestly, if you think about it, yeah, the bricks are just kind of a metaphor for the burdens that we're all carrying.
Think about what you're building with them, you know?
Yeah, true. We're all building a wall.
But like the good kind,
a good kind of wall.
Not like walls these days.
Anyone? Okay, I have a story about walls in which, when I was like a baby, and from like ages birth to four, I think, I actually lived in Somerville, which is right where we are now, and I lived in this little house, and my dad like built a wall around like the house / garden area, and it was like he like made it like just by himself, and it was like this really extensive like little wall, and like then like it had flowers and stuff in it. It was really cute, and so it's actually only like 2 miles away from here. Wow. Like where I was.
Have you ever visited?
Yeah, so I've been babysitting these people that live like two streets away from there.
Whoa.
So like the other day I was just like, oh my gosh, I could just check it out, and I checked it out, and the wall is still standing. Whoa. With its garden.
Well, you should like take a little note into it.
Yeah, you're right.
Leave some memes for 4-year-old Emma.
Yeah, I already like biked around and like taken pictures of it, so I'm hoping that the new owners aren't like freaked out.
Who is this creep in our neighborhood?
But I thought that was pretty chill.
Yeah, it's cool. Walls, guys. Look at how. Bricks and walls.
Bricks, walls.
Okay, we have some
everything
more
in between.
Really, all the in betweens. We have some more nice tunes for you today, so we hope you enjoy them.
Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother eye, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
Send me on my way. away from nobody see, nobody young.
I sweat out 7 pounds in water weight just asking for your number. When you gave it to me, I went home and waited a couple hours like the magazines all told me. Then I sent you some emojis and a funny joke from that TV show you said that you like. And that was 8 hours ago, and now everyone I know is either fast asleep or staring at their phone. Tonight, on silent mode tonight. Well, you wrote me back eventually and took me to a movie. You said it was a date, but I'm not sure if you were serious. I act like I know what I'm doing and all my friends see through me. It felt so cool when we got home late and made my parents furious. But then you left again and I just felt confused and nerdy. My teenage angst will be with me well into my 30s. It always feels like there's something I don't know. And as I watch you drive away, I'm screaming out my window. Answer my text you did, or call me up and tell me that you're coming over. Something I said before just wasn't right. Maybe your heart's on silent mode tonight.
Hello, we're back.
Whoa. What's all that white noise?
It's just the sound of silence.
And
Fabio...
Hey, wait,
he's on mic three?
Mic three, dude. Talk for us, Fab.
Hello.
Woo.
Wow, I can hear myself. It's pretty cool. How's everyone doing on this lovely Sunday night?
Yeah, actually, everyone call in... Fabio will personally answer all of the calls regarding how everyone's doing on this Saturday.
That's correct.
Sunday morning.
It's good stuff. Wait, the songs you just heard are The Obvious Child by Paul Simon, Send Me On My Way by Rested Rue, and Answer My Text by Power Bottom.
Okay.
Good songs.
Side note on the Power Bottom song, they are... I'm not sure if it's officially released, but their new album, Pageant, is just so good. You can listen to the whole thing on, like, NPR, like, the same place where the Tiny Desk concerts are. Probably just at a Tiny Desk concert, but such a good album. Everyone should listen. I love Power Bottom so much.
Noted.
Like Tufts, like, born and raised or some shit.
No.
Don't they have relationships to Tufts?
Well, they came to Tufts. They've performed at Tufts.
Oh, I thought they had, like, some, like, deep-rooted connection to us.
They
Damn.
Are from Bard, which is, like, another NESCAC.
Cooler.
So,
hipper.
not Tufts.
Fair.
Unfortunately.
Pretty cool.
Should we? Okay, we're going to hit you up with some more music. And then in the near future, we're going to hit you up with a nice PSA. So.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stay tuned in for that, because that's really imperative.
You. All right, enjoy. If I
you
can.
Did so good, Fabio.
Thank you.
You're not.
special radio presence.
Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
She wants to be your love.
Everyone, hello. That was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yep.
Called Multi-Love. By a wonderful artist.
First time I heard the song. Yeah. It's a great song, though.
Good song, I think. Yeah, so Emma and Fabio in the studio live. We lost Becca for the moment. Yeah. But yeah. But so, Fabio, what were we just discussing while that song was playing?
I don't maybe that prospect of talking.
Yeah, just like
in this hour,
converting this radio show into just like a podcast where we just discuss our lives and chat. So, if any listeners have any opinions on that, feel free to call in.
Shoot us a question. We'll talk about it.
It could become like an advice show or...
We have lots of advice.
Philosophical show. Talk about meaning of life.
Yeah, totally that. For sure.
All the important shit.
Agreed.
Are GMOs real? Are they bad?
I think... Okay, so here's my thoughts on GMOs. Real? Okay, yeah. Confirm that they are real. My thoughts on whether they're bad, I think they're not inherently unhealthy. It's just more of like they kind of create unchill conditions for small scale farmers.
I've heard about that too.
Yeah. So that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I guess we can go back into the music because we solved that one. So,
okay.
Yeah.
GMO, more like
GM no.
Sunrise, sunrise. Looks like morning in your. But the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise. Couldn't tempt us if it tried. 'Cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? See, we made it through another day.
They were bound She had a new way of living, new way of looking at life. He had an 84 International and two kids. He left back home with his wife. Was tired of writing letters to himself and living in the dark. She was open to suggestions, and some say she had a broken heart. He had everything he wanted till it all turned out to be a job. One faller, sleep trucker, and a girl hitchhiking with a dog. They were bound for glory, bound for living on the edge. They were bound for each other like two comets heading for a bed.
We're back.
Hey,
we back.
That was so beautiful, Bex.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks.
Gorgeous.
Maybe I'll just
song.
Sing you guys for an entire hour.
Well,
today at this comedy show I was at, they did like a live musical. Like they got like props from the audience and did a musical on stage.
Wow.
And it was like probably the most creative thing I've seen in a while.
In a comedy show?
Yeah, it was just like,
tell us more, tell us more.
It's hilarious. It's like some guy starts singing really loudly and everyone joins in and like does like choruses and all that. I'm like, how? You just like, you know, they're just going for it. It's like no apprehension.
We were talking about this earlier, but like, I think it deserves repeating. People that do improv are so brave. And so, improv. Yeah, you really have to just like go for stuff.
It's like freestyling.
Yeah, exactly. You go for it and you like, you can't be weird. Like, you can't feel uncomfortable about it or else the audience feels uncomfortable about it. So you just have like so much confidence.
Totally. So
cool. I think freestyling and improv like really help develop like some courage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should try it, Fab. This summer, what if we all do an improv? What if Kale for Sale, we have an improv show?
Yes.
Where we just do themed bits for the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Let's
do that.
What's Kale for Sale now?
It's just a radio. It's our radio show.
Kale for Sale is just like chill during the year, and in the summer it fucking amps up.
In the summer it gets wild. yeah. So this is Kale for Sale. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Uh-huh. And that was Bound for Glory by Neil Young.
Neil.
And we have some.
I love Neil.
Yeah, of course. We all love Neil.
Neil, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got some more tunes for y'all. And some more good company here with Beck and Fab.
DJ EJ.
Yes, 100%. All right. Thanks, y'all.
Afraid me.
That was a beautiful, beautiful song called Mangrove by Young and Sick. And Fabio has a request for our final song that we're closing out the show with. Fabio, thoughts on the song?
I requested that we play my supposed song of the summer, very happy song, to play us out.
All right, let's just get right into it.
I'm the One by DJ Khaled.
Yes, beautiful song, beautiful song. All right, thanks for listening, all of our lovely listeners. And
this has been WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, signing out.
Truth and money never lie, no. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sing.
can't go. You can ride inside my life on that fame bus. Cause I promise when we step out, you'll be famous. Modern day Bunny and Clyde, what they named us. Cause when we pull up, all angles.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time.
Feel about you.